It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by SearchWP. Improve WordPress search by visiting searchwp.com. You know the drill. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for all of the links, and don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. One Star Bomb. WP User Avatar, a plugin that was acquired by Collins Abogama, with over 400,000 active installs, took a hard pivot in its latest 3.0 version. The WordPress Tavern reports what the plugin looked like and the functionality before becoming ProfilePress, its new name. Lots of end users share their opinions in the comments of the Tavern, and as you can imagine, they aren't too happy. I reached out to Collins to learn more about him, his company, why the change to ProfilePress, and what he plans to do next. Read the interview to find out the backstory. Release the themes. WP Engine's head of marketing of StudioPress, Chris Garrett, shares the upcoming changes to WordPress' once-beloved framework for new developers. Most notably, Pro Plus customers will get access to Genesis Block Pro and Genesis Custom Blocks Pro. Genesis Framework and the sample theme will be available for free. StudioPress-made themes will no longer be sold individually. I think this is a great direction for the once-beloved framework. Hosts go round and round. More from WP Engine includes their latest investment in hosting large-scale WooCommerce sites offering, which looks more like window dressing than a more unique and robust solution from the likes of LiquidWeb. Speaking of LiquidWeb, they launched a completely new plugin brand and portal to wrangle all these darn acquisitions lately. Check out stellarwp.com for more information. At least it's new to me. I just recently came across it. Let's get to the core. When WordPress 5.8 is released in July of this year, Internet Explorer 11 will no longer be supported. Sean Andrews shares some of the ongoing work of what the Patterns directory is starting to look like in its second iteration. If you're interested, you don't want to miss the screenshots shared on the post. From the grab bag, Matt Mullenweg wishes Squarespace good luck in their S1 direct listing announcement in a post summarizing his admiration of CEO Anthony Casalena and the product itself. Squarespace will trade under the ticker SQSP. Pippin Williamson of Sandhills Development plans to experiment with 4-day work weeks starting this summer, citing, "If we're only able to focus on high-quality work for 4 hours, yet we work for 8 hours or more, what do we spend the other 4-plus hours doing?" It's a great question. I wonder that myself. I interview Kristen Youngs, co-founder of CoachingNoCodeApps.com on the Matt Report. If you're looking to start a consulting/productize/service-based business, this is a fantastic conversation. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to sign up to the newsletter at thewpminute.com.